Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Bylong Valley Protection Alliance says it would take an unbelievable piece of evidence for Korean mining company KEPCO to have the Bylong Valley mine decision overturned. The Independent Planning Commission knocked the project back last year. KEPCO then challenged whether or not the procedure to come to that decision was fair on them in the New South Wales Land and Environment Court. And then in December, the court found the procedure was in fact fair and correct. Now KEPCO is arguing that court decision, and President Phil Kennedy says it could take some sort of fantastic piece of information to change the decision.
Why didn't they have that information before? So if it is overturned, it'll be a huge backflip in the legal system, and it's a smack in the face for the legal system and Australian business owners and farmers in this country, and agriculture full stop.
The Murrurundi Memorial Gate is going under a facelift. For the better part of a century, the Murrurundi Memorial Gate has stood proudly displaying the names of local soldiers who've fallen in conflict, but it's weathered over time. Upper Hunter Shire Council has secured $150,000 from the federal government to complete the work with the Musselbrook RSL sub-branch. Heritage design consultants are on board to ensure the structure is carefully dismantled and put back appropriately. A stonemason will rebuild it block by block, and the RSL sub-branch will assist in re-establishing the front marble plaques. The project will start in the coming weeks, with work expected to be complete by July. The COVID-19 vaccine rollout is upon us, and from next Monday, general practitioners will be administering the jab. New England MP Barnaby Joyce said some of the most vulnerable in his electorate can line up to get vaccinated from next week. Eligible residents are being offered the vaccine to be administered by their doctor as part of Phase 1B. There are 5 GPs in Tamworth and 1 in Scone, which is the Scone Medical Practice. Go to the Department of Health website to see if you're eligible and to book. It isn't smooth sailing, though. A lot of GPs are saying they haven't received the vaccines they're supposed to be administering from next week. A woman missing from the state's mid-north coast could be in the Barrington Tops area. 78-year-old Adele Morrison was reported missing yesterday after she was last seen leaving her Port Macquarie home on Tuesday morning. Adele is understood to have left home in a red 2017 Toyota Camry with rego plates DSN47R. There's a photo of Adele at our website as well as the car. And in a difficult decision for organisers, the Hunter Valley Mining Charity Rugby League Day has been cancelled. The recent rainfall and forecast extreme weather for the next couple of days has forced the cancellation of the day that was pushed back already 18 months due to the pandemic to raise money for the Westpac rescue helicopter. Organisers met with the rugby club, who made the call Pirtek Park was unfit for play and the contingency plan to play on the second field can't happen either. Individuals that have purchased tickets will be notified of their options in transferring their tickets to the 2021 event in October. It's going to be an exciting weekend for one Upper Hunter local. Fletcher Baker, formerly of the Musselbrook Rams, will be making his debut with the Sydney Roosters. After being sidelined for half of 2019 and through all of 2020, the 21-year-old will be playing with the Roosters against the West Tigers on Sunday afternoon in Sydney. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.